Hello, my name's Sinclair McKenzie. I'm a science teacher in a Scottish secondary school. I'd like to take a few minutes to share with you some strategies I've used in my classroom this year with a view to literacy across learning, one of the key elements of Curriculum for Excellence. Wordle.net, that's Wordle.net, is a site where you can provide a URL or paste in a passage of text, and you can receive a picture of these words where the size of each word on the image is actually an idea of its importance in the text. Now, it might seem that that's perhaps a tool that could be used more for analysing a piece of writing, for example, in the English classroom or maybe a history essay. However, I've found it's actually a very, very good tool for picking out key scientific vocabulary in my own subject area, physics. And one of the things that I've been trying this year is making Wordles using the standard grade physics arrangements document from SQA. So I take the learning outcomes and I paste them into the Wordle website and I generate a word diagram where the key terms, the key vocabulary for each unit is highlighted in very large letters so that pupils can see the kind of words that we're going to be using. They can gauge the importance of the new vocabulary that they're having to learn for a particular topic. Now, when I was making these, I thought, how can I actually share them? I thought, well, I could leave a little small graphics file, which is really all you get from the Wordle site, or alternatively, I could make a large bold poster. And I'm using a site called blockposters.com to do that. So I take my image from the Wordle site, and then I go to blockposters.com, and I can blow it up over several sheets of A4, and I can sellotape those sheets together, and I can make quite a large wall poster that anyone sitting at any seat in my class is able to read. So I asked pupils what they thought of this, and they said, well, you know, it's an all right idea, but they had some problems with it. They said there were too many words on the poster. And when I looked, the default setting for the website was 150 words. So we tried different sizes. And pupils said, well, we can handle 50 words. 50 words is good. In a way, that's quite nice because you're now highlighting 50 key terms of vocabulary for a specific unit of a course. One of the things that makes Wordles attractive to my mind is the random vertical and horizontal word orientation. However, pupils said, well, if we're meant to read it, it's really quite hard to read words when they're vertical. So I now make them all horizontal. You can click to keep changing the layout until you find a layout on the website that you're happy with. Pupils said, can we get them all as one big blobby cluster? They didn't like words that stuck out to the side. They said that distracted them from the core vocabulary. So I now keep on randomising words until I have really a central blob of words rather than jutting out text. And then the last thing was colours. And I was quite surprised at this, but they said, you know, we really don't like this white background. I mean, obviously I'm coming at this from the perspective of someone who doesn't want to use an awful lot of printer ink to create the poster, if you imagine it being created over 10 pages of A4. But I have to agree with them that on a coloured background, a strong coloured background, and careful choice of custom colours, a much more appealing poster can be created. If you want to see some of the comments from pupils about how to make a Wordle more attractive, you can have a look at my blog. That's blog.mrmckenzie.co.uk, and you can search for Wordle there and you'll find the blog post. Another interesting read on the use of Wordles is a presentation coordinated by Tom Barrett, and it's called Interesting Ways to Use Wordle in the Classroom. I think at the last time I looked, 43 interesting ways to use Wordle in the classroom had been contributed by different teachers. I'd like to thank David and John for the opportunity to contribute to the EduTalk 365 project. Thanks very much, guys, and good luck.